What I say is what I say. And honestly, Megan, if you don't like it, I'm sorry. I've been very nice to you, although I could probably maybe not be based on the way you have treated me, but I wouldn't do that.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
If you just joined us, President Biden issuing preemptive pardons to all the people involved in so many of the attacks on President Trump and all of his supporters. Everyone connected with the January 6th Fed's erection show trials and all of the police officers that testified under oath, Capitol Police, Washington, D.C. police, they all get preemptive pardons. And General Milley gets a preemptive pardon, even though preemptive pardon is not in the Constitution. They're just making this up. And President Biden's statement is that, well, this is does not mean that these people did anything wrong. And if they accept the pardons, it doesn't mean they're admitting any guilt. I mean, how do you not laugh at it just on its face? How do you not laugh at this going, what the hell are you even saying? And you mark my words, the useless corporate media will put some sort of a spin on this saying, well, you know, he's got the right to do this. And no, he doesn't. There's no preemptive pardon in the Constitution. It's only for known offenses. And one of these people is someone who betrayed the President of the United States by secretly reaching out to the Chinese Communist Party, saying that if President Trump, that first administration, would issue some type of order against China, I'll give you a heads up, Communist China. Mark Milley. And here's his statement regarding the preemptive pardon. General Mark Milley in a statement on Biden's preemptive pardon, quote, after 43 years of faithful service in uniform to our nation, protecting and defending the Constitution, I do not wish to spend whatever remaining time the Lord grants me fighting those who unjustly might seek retribution for perceived slights. I don't want to put my family and friends and those with whom I serve through the resulting distraction, expense, and anxiety. So it looks like he's accepting the pardon, not because he wants to, but because it's to help all the people around him. These people are beyond belief. This is the same guy who secretly reached out to the communist Chinese government, saying that if Trump issues some type of order or whatever, I'll give you a heads up. I'm not a lawyer. I certainly don't understand the legal definition of treason. But my guess is that that's probably as close to a version of treason as most people would agree to. Long story short, it seems as if Milley committed treason. Talking to the enemy, saying, look, I'll give you the information if Trump says or does anything. I'll give you that information. If that's not treason, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but if that's not treason, what is that? And he gets a preemptive pardon from Joe Biden. But Joe Biden's made it very clear. Doesn't mean that any of these people did anything wrong, including Adam Schiff and Liz Cheney and Kitzinger and all the rest of them. Doesn't mean they've done anything wrong. And if they accept these preemptive pardons, it doesn't mean that's an admission of guilt. These people are beyond parody. And if there's ever a case that had to be heard by the United States Supreme Court, this is it regarding preemptive pardons. Because if you can have one individual, including a president, who can essentially give a blank check to anybody for any reason regarding any crime or potential crime, then there is no rule of law in this country. There's nothing. What's stopping right now, today, what is stopping President Joe Biden from issuing a preemptive pardon to every illegal alien.
It doesn't mean they've done anything wrong, and it doesn't mean if they accept the pardon, it doesn't mean they're an admission of guilt.
Okay, what's stopping him from issuing a preemptive pardon to every illegal alien in this country?
Nothing. Supreme Court has got to come in here and say, this is insane, this is ridiculous.
This is who they are. This is what they are. Everything that we've been telling you about these people, everything, here it is. Here it is. If they've done nothing wrong, why do they need pardons, let alone preemptive ones?
Let's shift gears here. The buzz in Belmont County is the lack of trash collection by Kimball.
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Why should you want to know?
I am the envy of all of my neighbors. I live in a very nice street, a very nice part of Richland Township, just outside St. C. Lovely neighbors, beautiful homes, which you would expect, you know, because that's where I live. All my neighbors, or virtually all my neighbors, are very envious of me. Now, they hide it well, but they're all very envious, and I'll tell you why. Because every Wednesday morning, before I go to work, or come here to work, I roll out the big trash container, big blue trash container. I set it up on the edge of the driveway, go off to work, come home later in the morning, see that all the trash has been taken out of the plastic container, and I roll it back into the garage. Doesn't sound like much of anything, does it? Just another, you know, typical day, no big deal. Take out the trash is collected, you bring back the empty container. That's the way it should be. But I am the envy of the neighborhood because I use Ohio Valley Waste Systems. It's a local company, Dwayne Pelick. You probably remember Dwayne from when he was working in Belmont County with Job and Family Services. He and his brother, John, and Lee, and so many other wonderful folks are part of Ohio Valley Waste Systems. They're headquartered in Shadyside, Dilly's Bottom. I go there from time to time, check on them. They're full disclosure. They're my client. I love these people. I use their service. I brag about them all over the place. My neighbors are stuck with another trash hauling company, an out-of-town trash hauling company that uses big monster trucks and has only one person operating the vehicle. Dwayne, Ohio Valley Waste Systems, has two, driver and a helper. They're fantastic. They do great work. So why are so many of my neighbors so jealous? They're jealous of me. They're envious. I guess envious might be the better word. The reason why is because my trash is collected. I have no trash problems. None. Every week, like clockwork, no trash problems whatsoever. I roll the container out there, come home from work, I roll it back in, trash has been collected, everything's clean, neat, not a problem. Couldn't ask. I could not ask for better trash collection service. I could not. My poor neighbors, though, are stuck with Kimball. Now, I want to stress something. I don't know if any of this is true, what the people are saying about Kimball. I am not a Kimball customer. Had been long, long time ago. All I can tell you is this, that when you go to the St. Clairsville groups on Facebook, you will be astonished by the number of complaints that people have. People who identify as Kimball customers who complain about Kimball trash collection, or more specifically, the lack of trash collection by Kimball. Now, maybe they're all lying. I don't know. How on earth would I know? But why would all of these people all make up the same lie? I don't know.
Someone from Kimball, I think Kathy Kimball or something, made some sort of a post saying, well, the weather's been pretty bad and this, that, and the other. Well, yeah, but the weather was pretty bad for Ohio Valley Waste Systems, too. And yet, I had no problem. I cannot tell you the number of times I've been driving up and down my street. I live on a very nice street, very nice neighbors, very nice homes. And you see all the trash just piling up and piling up and piling up. It's supposed to be collected on, I think, Friday. But it just gets piled up and piled up Saturday and Sunday and Monday. And so many different times, not every week, but so many different times. Give me a second, excuse me. It looks almost as if I'm living in Haiti. Now, tomorrow we're going to have Dwayne Pelech here in studio, to talk about trash hauling in Belmont County. And my guess is that so many of the people in the St. Clairsville groups, there are two or three major St. Clairsville groups, my guess is more than a few of them are going to be tuning in to go, how does he do it? What's his secret? We'll find out. Bob Passmore posted something on one of the Facebook groups for St. Clairsville. He wrote, a lot of people have been asking if my trash was picked up yet by Kimball. I apologize for not answering right away as I was busy with thawing out my buddy, Timmy the Trash Can. I wanted to make sure he got some warmth and was okay before posting anything on my trash pickup. He actually has decorated his trash can, trash collectors, Timmy the Trash Can. And for our Facebook friends, this is what Bob Passmore did. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. My trash was finally picked up on Friday afternoon. I brought Timmy the Trash Can inside and put a toboggan and blanket to show my appreciation. He gave sitting by the curb for days. I also fed him some new trash because he was hungry. I think you will see by the picture he was appreciative as he gave me two thumbs up. We will see what this upcoming week brings for Timmy the Trash Can, and if it gets picked up on his designated day by Kimball, we will keep you updated. Have a happy and laughable day, everyone. Timmy the Trash Can. That's how bad it is right now for Kimball. They're being mocked so much that at least Bob had to create a character, Timmy the Trash Can, showing his appreciation for Kimball finally picking up the trash. Now, the woman from Kimball, Kathy or Kimmy or something Kimball, I forget the first name, who made the post, was saying that it was bad weather and this, that, and the other, and it's like, okay, fine. But there was no mention about refunds or credits or anything like that whatsoever. Anyone who's not from the Upper Ohio Valley listening to this right now might go, you got to be kidding me. It's inauguration day. All these pardons, preemptive pardons by Joe Biden, and you're talking about the lack of trash collection in Belmont County by Kimball. Is that big a deal? Yeah, it actually is.